When a new pope is chosen, he will pick his own papal name. Karol Wojtyła, of course, chose to be John Paul II. Many popes have chosen names that imply a certain virtue. There have been 15 Pope Benedicts, 14 Clements, 13 Innocents, and 12 Piuses. The first case of a pope changing his name was in the year 533, when a priest named Mercurius, or Mercury, was elected pope. Rather than take the papacy with the name of a pagan Roman god, he took the name John II. Now, picking a papal name has become tradition, though it's not codified in any pontifical rule. John O'Malley teaches church history at Weston Jesuit School of Theology, and he says the names do carry meaning.
At least in the last number of centuries, the choosing of a name by the newly elected pope is taken to be of some significance. Either it's a favorite saint, or he wants to continue the policies of his predecessor, or he wants to go back to some of the earlier popes and take them as his models. So it does have a certain significance. It says something about the ideals, you might say, of the newly elected pope.
And what would John symbolize at this point?
The name John?
Yeah, if the pope were to choose the name John, would that imply a certain quality?
Yes, I mean, today it certainly would. I mean, this would be Pope John the 24th, which would mean a sort of taking that pope as a model, a pope who was known for his human warmth, for his humor, for his moderation, a pope who convoked the Second Vatican Council. So I think that would be definitely sending a message.
Implying something. What about if it were to be pious, say?
Yes, that too would say something. There was that long list of Piuses in the third decade of the 19th century up into 1958. And these were popes, very dignified, but also having a very sort of strong stance against the modern world. So I doubt very much that the next pope will be Pope Pius the 13th.
Now, the first double name I've read was John Paul the I. Would you expect that the new pope might choose to be John Paul the III?
I think that's a very good possibility, given the outpouring of sympathy and enthusiasm upon Pope John Paul II's death. If I had to bet, that would be my bet. Now, I tend to lose my bets, but if I had to bet, that's what I would bet on.
I suppose they could choose an entirely new name. They could look back to the very early days of the Catholic Church, and there were some wonderful names early on. Zephyrinus, Telesphorus, Callistus.
Yes, and Zephyrinus was certainly not a Christian name.
And probably an unlikely candidate for the new pope, as would be the name Peter II.
I don't think that's going to happen. There's no law against it, but traditionally Peter is the first of the popes, and he was an apostle. No pope has taken that name in the last 2,000 years. So I just think it would call attention to himself in a way that would be not only unconventional, but I think it would be considered pretty presumptuous.
Father O'Malley, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
John O'Malley is Distinguished Professor of Church History at Weston Jesuit School of Theology in Cambridge, Massachusetts.